Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at the links between viewing violence on TV and playing violent video games and the potential impact that that may have on our young people later on in life. So the first thing that both parents and adults can do is kind of limit the exposure to this type of material. So either limiting it in time, so less hours a day, and also limiting it in content. So thinking about children's exposure, the things that they're actually going to see and hear and experience and be encouraged to engage with, and then limiting that to a level which is appropriate with their developmental level. Adults are much more able to appreciate and understand the place of violence because they're able to reason through that. Kids don't have that ability, and so it's really important that their access to that is limited and in line with their developmental level. The second thing that any adult, and in particular older siblings and parents, can do is actually what they call co-view that material with the young person. And the research has actually shown that parental co-viewing in particular, and being able to actually comment on the programs and the violence which is actually encountered, helps reduce the effect on children because it reduces the young person's identification with the person committing the act and their perception that violence is either real and acceptable. It also reduces the likelihood that then a child is likely to think about and act out violently and to think that there's no actual consequences of that. So the parent's ability to actually comment on the appropriateness or the reality of violence in the community and for the victims of violence is really important, to open up a discussion of that and to open up and encourage the young person to see the impact of that violence, which is often not shown, and to break down the veil between what is real and what is virtual, particularly when it comes to encounters of violent video games and things like that. And the last thing that parents can do is actually to be really careful to think about their own exposure to violence, because they're sending a powerful message to the young people in their lives if they're engaging themselves in the company of the young person with these violent video games and things like that. Kids are looking all the time for role models, and they see things and they learn from them. And so we need to be really careful the message that we're sending ourselves as adults in the community. So think about the message you're sending when it comes to violence on TV this week on Mind Games.